Now, last night, the Florida Supreme Court upheld an earlier court decision to invalidate the statute relating to signature revocation, which allowed voters to change their mind signing a petition to get an issue on the Florida ballot. The immediate result is that the Hometown Democracy Amendment is now eligible for ballot certification and will not have to wait until February of next year to qualify for the ballot. Ross Burnaham is one of the organizers of the Hometown Democracy Amendment.
Well, Mitch, we have collected enough signatures of Florida registered voters, almost 800,000, that entitles us under the terms of the Florida Constitution to have our proposed constitutional amendment voted on by Floridians in November of 2010.
Hometown Democracy had asked the court for an expedited decision to avoid losing signatures if the case wasn't decided soon. Signatures on a petition are only good for 4 years, meaning some of them would begin to expire if the amendment is not certified by this coming Monday. The revocation law also included a provision saying initiatives cannot be certified until February 1st of an election year to make sure signers have an opportunity to take back their signatures. But Ross Burnaham says he believes the court ruling now changes that requirement and will be speaking to state attorneys today to confirm that.
Hopefully they'll interpret the ruling the same way that I do, and that is they'll recognize that the court has invalidated the entire revocation statute and rules, and they're going to check the certifications from the respective supervisors of elections, and they're going to come to the same conclusion that we have, that we have qualified for the ballot, and I expect them to issue a ballot certification within the next week.
It will be a landmark of sorts if the Hometown Democracy Amendment finally even gets on the ballot. Organizers for the measure, which would mandate referenda for comprehensive plan amendments approved by city and county commissions, have been trying for over 3 years to get such a measure to go before voters. There are powerful interests in the state, like the Chamber of Commerce, who vehemently believe such legislation would be a disaster for Florida by stunting growth. There's another group working to get their own measure on the 2010 ballot that opposes the Hometown Democracy thrust. Ryan Houck is executive director for Floridians for Smarter Growth. He said he was not surprised by the court's decision.
But it is, naturally a bit of a disappointment. We were hoping for a different outcome. What is more disappointing, however, is that a group like Florida Hometown Democracy, which is constantly pretending to care about empowering voters, is now trying to rescind their right to change their minds about a ballot initiative. I think it's internally contradictory.
The Florida legislature passed the law in the 2007 session that would allow citizens to revoke their signatures from a petition. It was immediately denounced by a litany of groups at the time, such as Common Cause, the Florida Public Interest Research Group, and the Florida AFL-CIO. Hometown Democracy's Ross Burnaham.
Business interests heavily lobbied the Florida legislature to pass this revocation law. It was not just simply targeted at Florida Hometown Democracy's proposed effort. It applied across the board. Having said that, we were the only citizens initiative that was, in fact, targeted for a revocation effort. But the effect of the court's ruling protects the rights of all Floridians, not just those interested in having a vote on Florida Hometown Democracy.
Floridians for Smarter Growth is the countermeasure to Hometown Democracy. Executive Director Ryan Howe calls it a true growth management initiative.
In order to place one of these land use changes on the ballot, 10% of the electorate in a local area would have to sign a petition asking for it to be on the ballot. And the result would be that instead of voting on everything, we'd be voting on everything that's important. Instead of 200 to 300 changes on the ballot, you'd be looking at 2 to 3 major decisions. And that would be obviously a big difference and would allow voters to focus on the things that are important.
But those 10% of people that would be needed to get the land use decision before the entire electorate would require them to go in person to the supervisor of elections office within 60 days of adoption. Ross Burnaham calls that a false promise to the voters.
This is unprecedented in Florida history that you can't sign a petition in your home or business or, in a public place.